I am so glad to see you. Thank you so much for coming in. Now, my very human assistant, who, I might add, has two whole eyes, whispered to me that you are interested in purchasing a check-up, yes? And after which you might be interested in a check-down, maybe? No. Okay. Anyway, let's see. Checks are usually given at the end of the week for your kind, right? Yes. Okay, then. Then did you, I'm never quite sure of the protocol for these sorts of things, but, did you happen to bring your own paper, or do I have to supply it? Oh, you look a little concerned. I should reassure you that I am fully capable of supplying the paper. I mean, I did not personally do the, you know, tree mutilation thing, but I did buy a stack of rectangles from someone who I assume did. And I can definitely share at least a single sheaf. Oh, assistant. Hey, do we charge the specimen for the paper? You don't know. What the hell am I paying you for? Yes, please do look into it during lunch. Yes, thank you. Okay, I am very, very sorry. My apologies, good sermon. Yes, I have the papers right here. Just a moment, yes? Yes, they are very, rectangled, and they are rather thin. This is what you guys look for, right? Yes. Just can you tell me exactly how many digits did you want me to scribble on it? Oh, well, I don't want to brag, but I have watched enough Televivision to know that you guys go nuts for those big pieces of paper with all the numbers scribbled on them. Now, how does the number, Sven sound? Maybe with just as many zeros? What? Assistant, what is it? Oh, please do forgive me. My assistant says I'm mispronouncing the number, sieve? No? Sleeve? No? Leaves? Huh? It's. What is it then? Okay, I've got it. You want, scenic? No. Okay, never mind, Sven. That's a terrible number anyway. How about 5? Yes. I think 5 sounds just perfect, don't you? You want me to... Oh, my good sir or madam. I would never do something so obtuse. What is it? Oh, obscene. No, I would never. What? I'm sorry? The wrong kind of check. Oh! Oh, dear, please forgive me. Then what sort of check did you want? Look, it is very important that a patient be clear and concise with their doctor. So... Oh, an examination! Oh, well, jeez, why didn't you just say so? Yes, indeed, I will certainly give you an exam. Oh, it's been something I've wanted to do since arriving here. You know what? Just never mind. Yes, indeed, I will certainly give you an exam, though. Here, let me just take a good look at you, yes? Let's see. Can you get rid of all of this, fiber that you've insisted on wearing? I'm not sure if it's a religious thing or what, but, could you just take it all off? Yes, naked, yes. Oh. Oh, I see. Huh. Just one moment. Assistant, look at this. Look, do you see? Huh? Oh, no. No, nothing's wrong, per se. I just, I was noticing you are very, very bag-like, aren't you? Your middle is like a container for all sorts of squishy things, isn't it? Honestly, I would love to see the contents up close, but I learned recently that unlike what you lot call Ziploc bags, it isn't as easy to reseal a human after opening it. And that's why you should be very sure about when you want to break the freshness seal. All right, let's see. Moving on. Oh dear. Assistant, do you see that? Is that normal? No, I don't know. Yes, I'm the doctor, but I don't fucking know. Jeez. No. I see that you have, several legs. Is that normal? It is. Okay, then, please excuse me for being a bit forward, but, are you aware that you have an extra baby leg between the two adult legs? Oh, you are? Oh, well, that's very interesting. Hmm? Oh, well, you see, my colleague didn't believe me when I told her last time when I had one of you in here, and, well... Okay, again, I'm very sorry, but I have a request. Would it be okay if I took a sample? Huh? Oh, you suddenly went very pale. Are you all right? Wait, it doesn't grow back? Oh, no, oh dear. I'm so sorry. No, it's okay. I totally understand. You can keep it. Yes. I just, may I take a photo just as, evidence, you know? I see. Well, all right. I suppose it is the patient's choice. Moving on. Let's see your upper legs now. All right? Yes. I see. So, your upper legs seem to have longer toes, I see. This does seem to be common, though, as I've seen it on a few others. So, good job, I guess? keep up the good work, maybe? It looks like you have just as many toes on the top as on the bottom as well. I suppose that is also normal? Okay, yes, I see. See, I knew, yes. I am learning. But, all right. I do have one question. The bottom toes, they are rather stubby in comparison, aren't they? I mean, no, I don't mean to be rude, honestly. But, have you ever considered maybe putting them in the growth chamber to encourage lengthening, you know? Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, no, please. I told you. I meant no offense, really. You see, it's nothing to be ashamed about, honest. There are many of us who have been required to sit within the growth chamber. There's nothing wrong with that. It's simply... Jeez, it's just to simply help finish growing to our full potential, where, you know, you can be all that you will become, you know? It's not a thing to be ashamed about, I swear it. In fact, it's completely normal where I'm from. And some would say it's even very healthy, as it often encourages... Huh? What is it, Assistant? Oh, I'm sorry. My assistant tells me that I am rambling again. My apologies. Moving on, let's examine your upper left leg, yes?
Yes. This is very interesting.
I see. Oh, no, I was just thinking, it's rather fascinating, you know. This limb of yours, it bends in so many areas, and yet most of you will scream and wail if you bend it where there's a little resistance. No, don't tense up now. That's how it starts, you know, with the resisting. Here, give me the other one. I want to have a look. I see. Well, they're very similar, aren't they? I suppose that's convenient if you lose one. Yes, it's still a bit odd, though. Oh, well, yes, odd. well, you see, it's a little strange how your kind has elected to expose the squishy parts of you and use that to encase the hard bone inside. It's very peculiar, you see, and personally, I mean, I like the style of most beetles and those types that exist here, where they take their form with having a hard exoskeleton that protects their gooey insides. Humans, they're very strange indeed. It's very interesting that you're considered, I don't know, one of the, you know, dominant species here. I mean, if not for your intellect, I fear you might, well, if I'm honest, you might be in quite a bit of danger. I mean, no offense, you know, I mean, you are far from the fastest thing here, let's be honest. You have no real natural armor either, so flight or fight must be very interesting for you. Though, I suppose working in packs helps, doesn't it? At least you create your own colonies above the ground, usually. But I'm curious, is that because you bury the unalive ones below? Please, I'm just seeking clarification. Do they not revive after a certain period of time? No. Really? Now, I consider that quite strange, what with all the talk of recycling that I see on your televisions. But I digress. Here, let me see your hand again, yes? Yes, thank you. Look at that. No, it's nothing really. You just have so much tubing in you. All of it for different things. It's very intricate and, well, if I'm honest, rather beautiful. Honestly, it sort of reminds me of the stringy network created by those eight-legged critters, you know. Honestly, I thought those would be the ones that would be a bit dominant on this planet when we got here. Isn't that right, assistant? You know, yes, I mean, what with the exoskeleton and having so many legs and eyes and the way that they can liquefy the insides of those that they'd want to consume. Well, though, I suppose you guys do something similar, but only after you've consumed it, right? Oh my goodness. Is that why smoothie shops are so popular here? Because it does half the work for you?
What, assistant? I'm trying to find things out here. What do you want? Yes, I'll ask.
excuse me, my assistant is a little curious. Do you happen to have a spare heart in your armpit, perhaps?
No.
No. Well, no, that's fine, it's good.
No, assistant, don't, no, just don't worry, don't Don't worry. We will find you one soon.
Already? Oh, I am very sorry, Sermon. Or Mame. Well, yes. It seems that I have another patient's armpits to inspect. I mean, give paychecks, too. Checkups. you said you liked the number 5, right? Yes, so if you will kindly follow my assistant out this way, she can scribble down as many digits as you like on a paper, and then calculate your duct bill at reception. All right? Yes, please, please enter again very soon. Oh, and if you happen to find anyone with an extra armpit heart or maybe a 5th baby leg that they'd be willing to donate to science, yes, please, please do let us know. All right then, yes. Have a great good night.